Oh, that was a good one.
That the audience will never know about.
Oh, God.
Hi, everybody. We are Octavarius here for another enjoyable podcast. I'm Mark.
LP.
Castelvi.
Scott.
Brian. And
Lauren.
And we're really excited today. We got another letter from somebody. Does anyone have a copy of the letter today?
I do. I do right here, Mark. Here, let me check it out. It is from a Robert Hughes of Bolingbrook, Illinois.
What does it say?
He says, "Hey, Octavarius." That's a terrible impression of him. I'm just going to read it normal, because I can't do it as good as Tins does.
Do a shot.
So he says, "Hey, Octavarius, I've been having some crazy dreams recently. What are some of your favorite crazy dreams? Or do you have any recurring crazy dreams? Let me know. I'm curious about you." Hmm. Robert.
That's interesting that he sends that question, because I actually have a post in the saved drafts right now.
Yeah?
About dreams. And
really?
How dreams are really, you think they're weird, like they're weird, and they're weird to you, yes, but everyone has weird dreams, so like, it's like, man, I had the weirdest dream last night. Mm-hmm. You gotta listen to it, and like, really what the other person's thinking is like, yeah, well, I mean, it's only weird because you were in it, and you love you, so I'm not in it, so I don't really care about your dream. But you can go ahead and tell me, I'll pretend to care.
You're just nodding along until you can start talking about your weird dream.
Hitler had a lizard head? Yeah, I've had that dream too, okay, whatever.
Sure.
I
don't think I've had that dream.
There are a lot of people that are really into dreams. My great-grandfather kept a dream diary.
That's what I've been doing for this dream post.
I have a dream. I have a dream dictionary if you ever want to look at it, LP.
A dream?
Thank you.
What is a dream dictionary?
It's just like, you know, anything that you dream about.
It defines,
dream
it's
about
just one
frogs,
page long,
it
says
this
is what a dream is.
Yeah.
D.
D for dream.
What if I...
No,
like
it's the actual, what you see, and it describes you what that means and how that relates to what's going on in your life.
How accredited is the author?
I don't know, I got a bargain.
Oh. So very.
Recently, Roger Ebert was talking on television, and he said that...
Was he talking, though?
When...
sorry, I had to say it.
Fuck you. Recently, Roger Ebert was on television, and he said that when he dreams, he can walk and talk and speak in the dreams. And
is that normal, though?
And he dreams of eating. And, yeah, it's a fairly normal thing for people that that can't walk anymore or end up, you know, going mute or blind or something. A lot of people end up...
Can Roger Ebert not walk?
Yeah. He's a...
Didn't his stroke have a stroke?
Yeah, he had
a super stroke?
Yeah.
Yeah, and he had... he also had jaw cancer.
Jesus.
Oh, that's right. Didn't he have
so he has no jaw.
Yeah.
That's why he can't speak and he cannot eat anymore.
Oh my God.
He's like fed through a tube. But he was speaking on the show because he was recently given...
A robot voice?
Yeah, but it's not a regular robot voice. It's his voice.
That's awesome.
Because
they
had so many...
They programmed his voice into the robot voice?
Yeah, because they took... his voice, recordings of his voice for like DVD commentaries that he's done in the past, and some from his television show, and they were able to actually make his own voice, replicate it.
Oh.
And it sounded a lot like him. I mean, it still was a robot Ebert, but it was a lot better than anything I've ever heard.
Now I'm going to have nightmares of a jawless Ebert coming at me with a robot.
You haven't seen him?
I you know, until you said this, I had no idea anything was wrong with him.
Really?
Wow. You gotta see what happened.
It happened a while ago, right? Years ago. And then it was out of the limelight.
He could have gotten more surgeries to get his jaw back or something similar to it, but he just hated getting so many surgeries that he just said no more. I don't want to do it anymore.
Wow. I feel bad I didn't know about this.
Yeah. That's why he's not on television anymore. He doesn't do much. He still writes because he can. He can write, you know, fine. But yeah, he needs something to help him speak. And eat and do.
So what's your dream?
I didn't say my dream.
He was saying how Roger Ebert has dreams where he's speaking.
Isn't that common with people with like amputees? Like they feel they feel their limbs even though they're gone.
Yeah. That's called phantom limb.
Yeah, phantom limb.
The condition is called or the phenomenon, I should say.
I had a very vivid dream that I had. It was actually in college, and I remember it to this day. It's just so strange. I was like just walking down the street, and Ben Affleck came up to me.
I can't believe this is real.
Is this Affleck with J Lo?
Is this
Phantoms Affleck with the buzz cut?
I don't know. It was really cute Ben Affleck, so that must have been around the time of like.
Definitely
Phantoms. Yeah. Adorable Ben Affleck. What a dreamboat.
Well, so that's what I thought. I was like, oh, Ben Affleck, you know, so cute. Ben Affleck
in my dream.
But then he fucking pulls out a gun on me.
What? Ben Affleck.
No, wait.
Was it a handgun, like a semi-automatic, or was it a revolver?
Do you think I know this stuff? No.
Well, you said it was a gun.
It was a gun.
So it was a handgun. She's making the
handgun. It wasn't like a rifle.
Motion.
It just was like
so what happened?
A gun. So I tried to get away, but he shot me. And then I died. And I swear to God, and then I went down below the earth. Wait, I'm serious. This isn't all in my dream.
Your spirit or your body?
Whole body.
Wait, you said this is in all your dreams?
No, just the one.
This is a reoccurring dream, though, right?
Kind of. What? The one time.
The actor changes.
Only Matt like Damon. Parts of it change.
Jesse McCartney, don't shoot me.
Colin Farrell, no!
But anyway, you're so then I got down to, you know, I don't know what this is supposed to be representing. Like, I guess it was supposed to be, like, if deciding if I go to heaven or hell. And there was a blue car and a red car. Very Matrix-like. I don't know why. And I had a pick. And they said, I don't know who. For some reason, I had a pick. And I picked the red car. And then I went to hell. And then I woke up.
Why did you pick the red car?
I thought
it would be the hell car.
Why would you pick the red car?
Red.
I don't know.
Lauren.
Did you see what hell was like?
No, I woke up.
How's Lauren Imani's hell?
I woke up.
So you woke up just as you go
maybe
to hell.
That's your hell.
But I die, and which is strange because a lot of people say, like, you're not supposed to die.
I've died
in my dream.
It's not a big deal.
Yeah, I'm like, whatever. I'm not pleased about it.
I don't remember ever dying in my dreams, but I remember extreme feelings of dread that I could die.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I had a recurring dream up until I was about 8 years old. And it was very recurring when I was very young. And it was that clowns were coming to attack my family and my friends. And they would turn everybody in the neighborhood into clowns.
Isn't that a movie? Goodness. Isn't there a movie like
Killer
that?
Killer Clowns from Outer Space?
Isn't that what it is?
They turn people into clowns?
I think so.
You should see
movie. They turn them into, like, nutrients. I think
they turn them like cotton candy, but...
Yeah, yeah like...
It's like a mix of that and, like, the pod.
Clowns
and
nutrients.
We were always hiding from the clowns, and they would just turn people into clowns.
Oh, my God.
So everybody would get turned into clowns. My grandparents, the mailman, fucking clowns.
Good mail for you, Brian.
No! God, it was terrible. It was terrible. You could not get away from the fucking clowns. So one day, I don't know what possessed me in the dream, but...
One day? You mean in the dream?
Yeah, in
one
the dream.
Did you have days of dream?
Was a very recurring dream.
Oh, okay.
And one day in the dream, I decided to let myself be taken over by the clowns.
What were you thinking, Brian? Why?
I just gave up. I just gave up, and I was like, and then I was like, yeah, make me a clown. Fine, I will be a clown. And then
was your dream
stumped? And what they do is they would all kind of swarm around you and like start to wipe the makeup on you or whatever, and that would turn you into a clown. Whoa. Then, after they got me, the POV of the dream went from first person to third person, so you could see me now as a clown with the other clowns, and we were having the best time.
You know, Brian, they say that you are everybody in your dream, so you are always the clowns.
Wow.
Wait, yep. So then, like, after that, after you got taken over by the clown, could you say that was, like, when you first wanted to maybe do comedy?
I doubt it, because I was 8. I was 8, Brian, and I didn't really make that decision until I was 10.
I was really hoping that was, like, okay. I wanted that to be, like, your origin story.
Wouldn't that be funny?
That'd be a great origin story. But
when you succumbed to the clown makeup, is that when you stopped having the dream?
Yeah. Wow. That was it.
But you said it yourself that when you did it, it was a third-person view, and everyone was having a great time. You were happy as a clown.
You weren't scared of it anymore.
Yeah, it wasn't. I allowed myself to become the clown that they kept trying to get me to be.
That's a good message for any listener.
And then I never had the problem anymore.
Yeah, just let yourself be taken over.
Man,
by
I
a
wish
gang
I had my
of,
dream dictionary.
Vagrants.
I don't know if that works for other dreams or what that means, but I always found that very fascinating. That, like, once I finally was like, okay, fine, come and get me. I'll see what all this fucking clown shit is about. And then it was great. It was easy.
I've always found that I have a very lucid dreams often. And what I mean by that is that means that I realize I'm in a dream when I'm dreaming. And that, therefore, I can do whatever I want.
Wow.
Which is
never experienced that.
Yeah, it's called lucid. You get a lucid dream. And it doesn't happen all the time. But every time it does happen, I'm thinking to myself, oh, sweet, I'm in a dream. Bye! And I just start flying. And I'm like, wow, sweet. Or I'm going to do this, that, and the other. There's always like a stipulation with my flying. I can kind of like jump really high and then float down. Or it's really hard to continue.
So for lucid dreaming, you still don't really have complete control.
No, you do have
some sort of consciousness. Because I've dealt with this before, where almost the same thing, where it's like, oh sweet, I can fly, but then I never fly because I've never really cared about flying. I always go super fast because like part of my dreams is like, you know, a part of everyone's nightmare is they can't move when someone's chasing them. So I'm just like, well, fuck that. No. I'm going to go super fast because I love Quicksilver and The Flash. So I'm just going to go super fast. But then my dream turns into I can't stop because my body will explode if I stop while going really fast.
Wow. Like
the plot of Speed.
But with physics, though. Like,
oh, yeah. And it's, yeah, I don't really like flying either, but I just think, like, it'd be nice, and that's like my first jump to because I'm always getting chased by something.
Yeah.
Or I have a lot of zombie apocalypse dreams.
I've had a few
where I'm like, fuck the world. It's like the bad thing about having a lucid dream is when you're in like a nightmare, there's nothing you can do really. It's like you can fly, but it's like so I'll wake up or I'll be dreaming and I'll realize I'm in a dream and I'm just like, fuck, it's a zombie apocalypse dream. That means I have to avoid. I still have to go by the rules of the dream.
Right.
Yeah.
So I have to avoid these zombies or they'll kill me. So maybe I can fly, the stipulations, but I have to kill these zombies or they'll kill me. And it's like the Matrix. I mean, I'm dreaming. And then if I die in the dream, I die in real life, I guess, is how my dream persona views it. And so.
Now, did you guys always lucid dream, or did this only come on after you watched the movie Waking Life?
No,
I hadn't seen that until college.
It didn't really happen to me too much until I think high school when my insomnia started happening, and when I would go to sleep finally, like I would be in these lucid dreams where I'd be like, oh, I know what I'm doing now. Okay, I'm in a dream. All right, well, I can just kind of hang out. And, oh, fuck, there's my grandfather's ex-mechanic that I met once. Oh, that's weird. Cool. All right, this is boring.
I've only had one dream I would say call lucid. It's funny you mentioned The Matrix because that's what it was. I was in The Matrix.
Yeah.
And I was like Neo in between Matrix and Matrix Reloaded, where he was just badass.
Yeah.
And I knew it was a dream, and I knew, and I had seen the movies, so I knew what I was capable of. It was the greatest night of my life. But I have had a recurring dream my entire life, and I've had it, I can remember no less than probably 4 or 5 times. It's always exactly the same. I'm in my house that I grew up in my bedroom, and I look out my bedroom window, and there's a tornado that's like coming at an angle. It's, I can't even describe it. Imagine a tornado coming like at a weird angle, like directly ways? Towards slanty. You. Exactly, exactly.
I have tornado dreams too.
Okay.
Ooh, spooky, spooky dreams.
So I'm scared of this tornado. So I go downstairs to my back window and I to get a better view. And I throw the curtain open, and every time, standing right across the glass, staring at me, wearing those headphones that, like, not their headphones, but the guys that work on runways.
Yeah, the big.
Yeah.
Big wearing earbuds. Those, just staring at me with a blank face, is Rick Moranis.
What the fuck?
I swear to big God. Scott?
What is wrong with you?
I don't know. I the first time I remember having this dream, I was probably about 9 years old.
Now, is this Rick Moranis, like, Honey, I Shrunk the Kids Rick Moranis? Is this, like Ghostbusters?
Know, is it like SCTV Rick
Moranis? He's like Rick Moranis, you know, after a hard day's work. He's not a character. He's just himself. And he's got this sad look on his face. So, and like, I don't know why he's wearing those things. And he's staring at me, and I wake up right after that.
So this
time.
Is a reoccurring dream, so it's not a lucid dream.
It's not a lucid dream.
So you're forced to relive.
Like,
these.
I'm experiencing it for the first time in my dream, and then I wake up. And then I mean, I just had this, like, no more than 3-4 months ago, and the first time was, you know, almost 20 years ago now.
Wow.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Yeah, what,
it's your problem,
right? You have tornado dreams. What does that mean, mm-hmm. Lauren?
I did look up tornado a long time ago, and
Rick
it just.
Moranis
No, I did not look up Rick. I don't think he's in there.
You mean look up tornado in your dream dictionary?
Yes. I'm trying to remember. I mean, yeah, it was
Let
just
me
something
guess.
Like you feel
Unbridled
like
sexual aggression.
Yeah. No, so it was as simple
more.
As you feel like, you know, something in your life is
Windy.
Is without you're out of your control, and you feel like things are going around you that you can't stop.
You've
stuff like that,
the Wizard
you know.
Of Oz recently.
Stacy, our old roommate, had a feeling. She was like, I could always understand dreams.
Yeah. She would
she's
always
like,
want me to.
She's like, tell me your dreams. I'll explain what they mean to you. I love talking about dreams. I love having dreams and then talking about them. So one day
did she do anything with, how would she know this? She just said that she
read
a
lot of Cosmo.
Her own, like, yeah,
she had a gift.
Her own Cosmo logic that she like acquired throughout years. Like, as long as you've subscribed to Playboy, Brian,
yeah.
She's subscribed to Cosmo.
I am aware of that about Stacey. I didn't know that they talk about dreams in Cosmo then.
Come on, dude. I believe it.
They
believe
don't
it.
In Playboy.
Well, I also believe that.
I've read my share fair of Cosmos, and I don't remember.
Your share fair?
You know what I mean?
Let's go to the share fair!
But I don't recall
you play
a
with
dream
my bear
section.
Today.
Anyway, the reason I tell that story is because one day I made up like 12 dreams that I had, started making up plots and asking her what they meant, and she was like, giving, like, well, then this means this, this, that, and the other. And, you know, I was like, Stacey, I made all that up. I don't know. You have no idea what you're talking about. She's like, oh, my God. Yes, I do.
Does she listen to this?
Yeah, I hope not.
She might. Yeah, I don't know.
I doubt she is.
So,
she'll be pleased that I just mentioned her.
When, LB, you said that you recognized your grandfather's mechanic in a dream.
Yeah, no, I was using that, like, that's not real.
Do you recognize people
but
in dreams
I do,
often?
I absolutely, I'll recognize people that I haven't seen in forever. Like, once in a while, I'll have a dream about, what was his name? Pardo. I think his name was Pardo. It's this kid I went to, like, I was in grade school with him for, like, maybe first, second, and third grade.
And he just appears in your dreams.
Every once in a while, because one time I stole $5 from him. And $5 to, like, a second grader is a huge deal.
That's a lot of money.
Yeah.
And, like, it's been on my conscience forever.
Wow.
So
wow.
Every once in a while, he'll pop up in my dreams, and I'll be like,
why?
Oh, fuck.
Why?
I
You lied
I see
me.
Familiar faces fairly often, but mostly in my dreams, it's like random people.
It really is.
When I'm with ladies or something, like if it's a sexy dream,
yeah,
I'm almost never having sex with someone I know. Never, ever, ever. I almost never have sex with anyone I know in a dream. I could not recognize or put a face to any, or a name to any of those faces.
You're just
at
reliving
all.
Your life, man.
Anytime I have sexy dreams, it's always people that I know.
Me too. I've always known the people.
Wow.
Yeah.
But they say that everyone in your dreams, every face you've seen before. Yeah. Now, you might not know who they are. You might not remember them.
Might
but it's like
a boss or
that's what your brain is pulling from.
Yeah. It's so weird. I never.
Flicker.
All of the women that I've had sex with in dreams are never anyone I know. Do you guys with girlfriends and girls with boyfriends do your boyfriends and girlfriends ever tell you like, oh, I was, hey Mark, I was fucking LP the other night in my dream.
What?
Like,
Robin?
God. That always throws me off. Like if Amy ever tells me like, yeah, I was having a crazy dream with, you know, I don't know who, LP again.
Why is LP always fucking LP?
Because it's funnier to pick LP. But like, I don't know. It always makes me.
Are you like a dream cheater? Like a serious.
It always makes me a little
person who fucks people's girlfriends. I've done it like a few times. I'm not proud of it, but I've done it.
It always makes me a little unsettled because I never dream about fucking anybody that I know. It's always just a bunch of random women.
Yeah, I'm the same way, but has anyone ever, I guess with girlfriend, my girlfriend sometimes has dreams where I'm mean to her in the dream,
and then
I get in trouble in real
life. All the time.
You were a jerk to me, and you left me to die when the dinosaur came. And I'm like, it was a dream. I was asleep. I'm sorry. What is it, Lauren?
Go on.
Pins and needles here, Imani. I'm going to gloss over this.
Well, now
quick.
I have two things. I wish both Keith and Chris were here because they have some good stuff. I know. But,
Yeah, Chris was really into dreams.
Yeah,
stuff.
Well, he had a dream once.
Talk about his sleep apnea, whatever the fuck.
Well, yeah, he's crazy. But,
I hope you were listening to this one, Keith. It's another podcast where we'll talk about you behind your back.
Fucking psycho.
Fucking
but
freak,
Chris
man.
Once had a dream that he was, like, in Pulp Fiction. Nice. And then he woke up and his nose was bleeding, like, a lot. Like, he woke up and there was blood all over his face. And I was like, what? It was really crazy.
That's nuts. That's insane somehow.
I had a dream that I was eating, I think it was pizza. I don't even remember what it was. Some regular meal. And it was just like the worst, absolute worst tasting, disgusting pizza I've ever had in my life. And I woke up with like this taste in my mouth that I had never had before. Well, I probably ate a spider.
Yeah.
Oh, ew, man. Ew, don't tell me that.
It happens, man.
Yeah,
it happens.
You do it all the time.
Oh, God.
It's horrible. It's best terrible? Not to think about it, but it's really happening.
I've been having a dream recently about Graham Sumner. He was my first kiss in first and second grade,
gay.
And then I went to my first dance with him in fifth grade, yeah, and then he was in my high school. Anyways,
how big was his wheelchair?
Oh my God.
He was cute. He was a little redhead.
How big was his wheelchair?
He was not in a wheelchair. I used to chase him around the playground and call my husband. And I thought I was meant to be because we both had the same birthday. Anyways.
Oh, fuck.
But I he
you
like
live in this weird reality, Lauren, that I just don't get.
It fascinates me.
But, no, I just couldn't believe what Castelvi said. That's all.
I can get sexy non-wheelchair men.
Oh, not when you were that young, though.
Excuse me, I was so cute when I was young.
You were awkward, I bet.
No,
everyone
I was so
awkward.
Cute.
We were all awkward.
I was not awkward. My awkward phase was like in junior high, but I wasn't at the same school with him in junior high, so it didn't matter. All see, right. He only saw me in my best years. So anyways...
Graham Sumner.
No, wait, Sumner. No. I saw my friends AIM a long time ago, like I want to say 4 years ago, that who went to high school with me, said something like, R.I.P. Graham. But I don't know if she meant, like, you know, could have been a grandma, could have been a different Graham, whatever.
How you spell Graham?
Well, and Graham is spelled...
Why, like, Graham, why don't you Google...
Is this I have. Like Graham cracker? I've looked everywhere.
You think Graham
Sumner's
dead, your soulmate?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. And I've been
why
looking
you
everywhere.
Investigate? We got social networking sites that prove
he's
that.
He's not on Facebook or MySpace or anything.
He's got to be. He's got to be dead.
I've Googled him. But the problem is...
He got hit by a semi because he couldn't move his wheelchair.
Wait, what is his name? What, Graham Sumner?
Graham Sumner.
All right, if anybody listening knows anybody named Graham Sumner...
Who went to Frankfurt.
Tell us how big his wheelchair is.
Went to Lincoln East. He doesn't have a wheelchair, but he wasn't bowling.
Hey, Graham, hope you're single. Lauren's looking.
Anyway.
If he was in a wheelchair now, would you date him? If he was in a wheelchair.
Graham Sumner is my soulmate.
That's it.
So even if he was in a wheelchair.
So he was your first kiss. Now, what do you define as first kiss? Like the first time you actually kiss a boy?
It was a peck.
A peck, okay.
But I was in first or second grade, and they would hold us like together because... We, I would
they
chase
would hold
him around.
Together?
You like were both
bullied.
The friend, you know? And then we kiss, and then we run away. It was
now
really
kiss
cute.
Her, damn it.
It was super cute.
When was your guys' like first, let's say, French kiss? We'll call that the first kiss.
Well, I know we kissed in fifth grade, too, but I don't know if it was a French or not.
If you don't know, then you haven't.
was his tongue in your mouth?
I don't remember. That was a long time ago.
What? I remember.
Anyways, but so I need this has got to be like a big thing. Maybe I can make a Octavarius post about it. Maybe we can find Graham Sumner.
You could if he has a Google alert for his name, he'll find out.
See, I can't do that because of the Patriots' like fourth string quarterback Matt Gutierrez.
Well, that's the other problem.
I keep hearing about the other Brian Wool, who was a professional wrestler, Julio De Niro, or Julio Fantastico. Depending on
that's
where
Brian
he's
Wool.
Brian Wool.
Brian Wool. Julio De Niro.
Julio Fantastico.
Courage probably himself.
Yeah. Yep.
That's a German name.
Yeah.
But that's a Spanish wrestling name.
You are correct.
All right, I'm just making sure I'm
correct. I know. I don't get it.
That's good.
I don't get it. I'm sure he's starting to get annoyed because I'm eclipsing him on Google. And he's even fought like with the WWE and stuff. But I got way more shit online than you.
Nice.
You be careful. He'll kick your ass.
He will.
I know he listens to this.
Dude, he will give me the hardest. He will give me the hardest knife edge chops to the chest. I will regret it.
His moves.
No, but he's got to be able to do a knife edge chop. No, any wrestler worth their salt can do a good knife edge chop. If you can't do a good knife edge chop, I don't know what you're fucking doing. You should go like
step aside, turn in your singlet.
Yeah, go get a job at Best Buy, dude.
Which was the natural alternative you had.
Yep.
So I have two in my iPod's notes. I have two dreams written down. Or after I woke up, I was like, I gotta write these down. These are nuts. Huh. So the first one is I'm a superhero in this dream.
Yep.
But I'm just chilling at home in my mansion. And my family's there. And,
modest life.
And my mom and my dad are there. And they're just fucking hanging out. And then I'm like, you know, fuck this. I don't want to be a superhero anymore. I'm done being a superhero. I've saved the world a billion times. Whatever. No big deal. And then my arch nemesis discovers who I am.
What's your arch nemesis' name?
I think it was like RAX or something like that. That's what I read on his chest.
Oh, it didn't tell me. Oh, no, it's Rax. That's right, and I'm in your mansion, chilling.
I only remember it because when he invaded my house later in the dream, he was in a big spaceship that was just the letters RAX.
Oh, wow.
I was like, that's a... It was huge.
Were you on Sesame Street?
But the thing is, he controls everyone in the world so they start attacking my mansion.
I think you told me this dream.
Yeah, and I can't stop them.
Like he mind controls them?
Yeah, so they're all like trying to kill me, and I'm like, you can't hurt me. Like, and anytime I try to push them, like they just explode because I'm so strong.
Yeah.
Like I just can't defend myself without killing innocent people, but they
can't
control themselves.
Oh, that's crazy.
And I'm terrified, so I'm just like, fuck this. And I just fly a line right through all these people, and then I go outside my mansion, and I see that there's a big fucking spaceship outside that is like a monument because I guess my father was a superhero himself and he stopped an alien invasion and he got to keep one of the ships as like a souvenir.
Wow.
And so he just took that and went out of space.
It's an epic dream.
And that was like my first dream. Wow. I was like, I gotta write that shit down because that's a.
That could be like a freaking movie. A
sci-fi novel. I have the exact opposite effect sometimes. Like sometimes I'll have a dream where I was like, wow, that's a great idea, or that's an amazing, I gotta fucking write it down. And I'll read it, I'm like, this is fucking stupidest shit I've ever thought of. I'm embarrassed that I dreamed about it. No.
I always forget my dreams. Waffle headphones. Like...
That's an idiot idea.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I forget my dreams.
When I was a kid, I had a dream where waffles were chasing me.
What? Now you're like, just making shit up. No. There's no way.
It was like in like a Scooby-Doo-esque hallway of doors. Like I'd run in one door and like as soon as I would close the door, like the waffles would come out another door.
Where did the waffles have limbs?
Yeah, it was they.
They're
like,
anthropomorphic waffles.
It was like a waffle, like a big round Eggo waffle, and then it would have like two legs that stuck out the bottom, and like two arms.
Didn't they have Eggos?
Why didn't you fight them with butter and syrup?
Mark, are you the one responsible for the Eggo shortage right now?
Well, didn't in the 90s they started doing, Eggo started doing commercials where they were anthropomorphic?
No, that's raisins, man. You're thinking of the raisins.
No.
The California raisins?
That's M&M's. I love the California raisins. You're thinking of M&M's.
Well, no, that too.
California raisins are a big deal.
You're thinking of the Noid, man.
No, that was a human.
You had to avoid the Noid.
But he was a human. He wasn't even anthropomorphic.
No, he was claymation.
He was human-esque. He was humanoid.
Humanoid, I'd say. But so are waffles that are
the Noid was humanoid, all right? It's in the name. But no, then they were waffles, and then they would run into things, and it was like, Eggos with cinnamon. Get the Eggos, please.
That was the slogan?
Please buy Eggos. Just do it, please.
That's the stupidest slogan I've ever
heard. I don't write for Eggo, man. All right, and it shows.
I really doubt it. Most throughout the 90s and early 2000s, it was Lego my Eggo. I doubt it, Castelby. I think this is another
all,
one.
Not the point to take
your
from
crazy
this.
Lucid dream ideas.
Is that they had anthropomorphic commercials.
Waffles.
I don't know if that's true or not, but you
want to
know what
give me an electronic device and let me search it.
One of my favorite commercial slogans ever is the Simpsons Butterfinger ad campaign that just recently started coming back, but without Bart. But the nobody better lay a finger on my Butterfinger.
Yeah.
I love that one.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. It was classic.
It is all right, I guess.
For a while, Butterfingers were my like end of the grocery shopping trip candy before I switched to Kit Kats. Like, I'd always, every time I'd go, if I was responsible for shopping, I would buy myself candy at the end, like my parents never did.
I do the same thing, man.
It's like, I did such a great job. I got all
was
the things
I needed.
Was
your job to do groceries?
No, like, not when I was a kid, but like when I started college or whatever.
Okay,
like, if I would go or.
Yeah. Wasn't you know, I never noticed that, but yeah, that's true. Every time you went grocery shopping, you would get a candy bar, at least.
We're adults now. Do what we want, Mom.
Yeah,
I always get Dove milk chocolate because I love it. And I'm like, well, yeah, why not? I'm a fucking adult. I'm going to buy myself a candy bar.
Now, do you guys pick which aisle you're going to go to based on the candy that is in there? Because I do as well.
I do that.
I'm like, what the fuck are the Skittles? Fuck this! Here we go. The worst is to have the aisle that has your candy, and but the line's really long.
Oh yeah,
and you just want to get. It's like, excuse me, I just want to get in here.
Okay, let's talk about this. This is something that's been on my mind for a while.
What?
Do you guys shop at any place that I imagine has a self checkout?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, I feel sorry. I think the worst job in the world would be the woman or the man that has to work that whole.
I know a guy who works it. He's worked it for the past like since they started. Adam Jones.
Jonesy
does that.
It would kill me.
Yeah. I thought he was like a manager or some shit.
Well, yeah, but he's still.
Is that one of the responsibilities?
Yeah.
You got to be the guy.
Like, yeah. There like
if you
four
don't feel
you do.
If you don't feel confident in your ability to check yourself out efficiently, why are you doing this?
Yeah. Yep. And the other thing is,
with
if you have
items.
A cart full of things,
yeah, why?
Don't do that self checkout.
No.
It's for baskets or like. Handheld items only.
Yeah, exactly. Agreed.
It's not a fucking cart thing.
It's
going to take
crazy.
You forever.
Yeah.
And I've noticed even if I only am going there to buy alcohol, it's just too much of a hassle. I'll just go in the regular line because then, you know, they you have to put on the blinker, the light comes on.
And dealing with someone else who doesn't know how to do fruit.
So I'm just like, you know what?
Oh, my God.
The fruit is so... Okay, you just press another screen. That's it. Okay, what? I'm done.
I'm so, I put in $5.
Ma'am, you just put... Yes, I know, but you have to press...
Ah, where's my receipt?
It hasn't come yet. We're putting in a fruit.
Oh, my goodness.
I shouldn't be
I just want a Butterfinger. Move it along. To be fair, that self-checkout, I don't even use it because I just like it just baffles me sometimes.
And that's great.
If it doesn't
and
work.
You know what? I mean, that's exactly, you're the type of person that I love. If you don't feel confident doing it, don't worry about it.
I don't like using the self-checkout because I feel like that's taking a person's job.
Oh, you like robots?
Yeah.
Like you're replaced by a machine?
Yeah. Like, yeah, I mean, that's one that, step
the system is still based upon. It's better if like there's an open if there's one open self checkout and one open checkout with one dude, I would go to the dude all the time. Yeah. Self checkout is just for like I'm not gonna fucking deal with these lines.
Yeah,
I've only got milk, eggs, and a pack of condoms. That's
but I always go
making cookies and
if there's not cookies.
Yeah.
If there's not a long line for the guy, I'll go to the human. Always self checkout.
The self checkout is for people who are like, I'm not waiting in line. Like, because sometimes the lines are so long.
Yeah.
And the self checkout are really never that long.
Yeah, if you only got like five things, then just self checkout.
Yeah.
Here are my items, human. Scan them well.
I do not want the item of the week.
No. Oh yeah.
Have you guys ever bought the item of the week?
The fuck is the item of the week?
Yeah, because one time I was supposed to buy Doritos, forgot to buy Doritos. Lucky for me, Doritos were the item of the week.
Yeah, that works.
Yeah, item of the week. He was like, "Would you like the item of the week?" I was like, "Yeah, I was supposed to get this. Sweet." But then I got four bags because that's what we needed, and he was like, "I took all of his items." He had to leave and get more
all
item
of the
week.
Items of the week. Then.
Yeah,
there
from that aisle.
Items of the week.
Yeah, they only had four there for some reason.
I support the item of the week. I look forward to the day I'm excited about the item of the week.
I'm always worried that when I bring my fruit up there, and I have my, you know, pink lady apples, that they're charging me for a more expensive apple.
You think they're conspiring again? They don't give a shit what apples
Lauren,
you get.
why would a grocer like... Dude, he's just a checkout guy. He doesn't care about you.
No, I know, but that's
God.
The thing. I'm wondering if he's just like picking whatever, you know.
I got news for you. I've worked service jobs all my life, and I can tell you this. I don't give
jobs.
A fuck.
Exactly, and
I'm
that's
just,
what I'm
all
saying.
All I care about... is that you have the best experience possible. You enjoy your food. If you don't like it, tell me. I'll get you something else. I don't care. I don't care about you. I would not wake up in the morning and say, oh, I'm going to ruin Lauren's day today.
Well, no, but that is the attitude that I think they just pick. That's the attitude that I think, oh, they're just picking whatever's the first thing that they see, and then perhaps I'm not getting the right prices.
Oh, the solid gold.
So you think,
how much more could these apples cost?
I don't know. I'm just saying.
Like 15 cents a bag, right?
No, some are like, I don't know, $2 a pound. And
whoa,
like
$1 how much do you think they're charging you? What the fuck is this, man?
Jew City.
Is that your theme song? Is Jew City?
Oh, my God.
Jew City? Wow. I'd say that was racist if you weren't Jewish, I guess.
I'm proud to be a Jew. Thank you very much.
Oh, man.
Still waiting for my Jewish Edward Cullen.
What? I went to a bar mitzvah when I was a teenager, and my good friend John Goldman, he's the one obsessed with One Letter Off Wednesday.
Oh, yeah. Excellent. I've seen that guy.
He's a good friend.
He is. He's a very good friend of
mine.
Yeah,
he's good at the One Letter Off Wednesday.
It blew my mind. It was,
single?
It was great. Probably.
I don't fucking know.
I don't know.
God bless it.
I went to a ton of bar mitzvahs. Growing up,
of course.
because I was Jewish.
What?
And
he was.
But I never got one.
What? Really?
No, same here.
So you're not Jewish, right?
Yeah,
you're not a man, is what it is.
No, my mom didn't want to drive me to Hebrew school classes.
That was the same reason
but
for me,
mom
Mark.
Want you to be Jewish, though? And
yeah,
your dad
but like,
wasn't Jewish.
Not bad enough.
that's the thing. Your dad tried to convert you into Christianity, right?
Yeah. It was very like passive conversion.
Yeah,
he
probably was like, here's this. Why don't you try this?
Yeah. Well, no, I'd be like in his car, you know, and all of a sudden there'd just be like a Focus on the Family tape on. He'd turn to me and be like, "Hey, so what do you think about that Jesus?" Just a really long silence. Yeah, that's a direct quote.
Wow, that's funny,
man.
He's our Lord and Savior.
Well,
right?
I don't know. I mean, if you actually, you know, we're Christian and you know you supported it. If your kid might be up in the air, I'm sure you'd push it on him a little bit.
I think he figured like, hey, you know, he's...
Because you think it's a good idea, so why not share this good idea with my son?
And they like they made an agreement that we'd do, you know, the children would be raised Jewish, but like, I think he kind of felt like, you know, after they made that agreement, he was like, well, I really wish that I could, you know, present them other options.
Yeah.
But that was his only venue, was like his car.
Yeah.
See?
Well, the car,
how about that Jesus?
The car is the venue for all parental talks.
Yeah.
Gotta talk about something. The car, they even like say that in like parenting books.
Mm-hmm.
And like in magazine articles about parenting, like if you they're like, get your kid in the car, they can't go anywhere.
Make sure they don't
so
know
just
how
to talk
to
them.
Roll.
Yeah. And I'm sure like that like parents realize like once you're in the car and you're like out of the driveway or like away from the, you know, the front step, they've got you.
Boom.
They've got you. And
so
it's time
for the sex
talk.
So Mark, did you actually consider being Christian?
No, because I think at the time I was just really disenchanted about being Jewish, so I was like, I don't know if I want to go through this all over again with a different religion.
Uh-huh. We're real easy.
also,
yeah, man, like, dude, if you want to, I got some hookups. I can get you.
I
can get you in, man.
Like right up to the top without any work.
Man, I can get you to be like a fucking Catholic if you want, man. I got connections that deep.
That's what my dad was doing.
Mark, Lutheran, buddy.
Yeah,
it's
I remember.
Direct connection
don't
to
stray.
God.
You're a chosen one, Mark. You're a chosen one.
No sympathy for anything.
It's a direct connection to God. You don't need a priest to be like,
it's all about
hey, God,
Catholic.
Mark says this. God, you know, hears Mark's calling and he picks up and says, what up, yo?
There's no hell in Judaism. So, win-win.
Christians don't go to hell.
Yeah,
oh, snap!
If you're a good Catholic, you'll feel bad about everything you do, and that's the right way to feel. Because that's the way that's going to get you into heaven. That's a promise, Mark.
What I remember most is when I was in like fourth grade, they wanted to, you know, like introduce us to other religions or whatever. So they had a group from...
In school?
In Jewish school.
Oh,
it was like
okay.
On Sundays.
Ah.
So they brought in a group from a church. And it was from, I think, Willow Creek Church. Which is a big, big church by where I grew
it's
up.
It's a big plug for
they would
Willow
be,
Creek.
No, they are... Yes. They would be defined
Willow
as
Creek
a mega
church.
Church.
Yeah, I think they're...
Their church hall, whatever you call that. I don't know what that's called.
Stadium, I think, at their level.
Yeah, it's like a stadium. It's huge. It could seat, God, what was it? My class was, because I graduated, I had my high school graduation there because their auditorium was bigger than ours. And it was like, it was easily able to hold 3,000 people.
What
wow.
I remember is that
easily.
They have a bus from the outer regions of their parking lot.
What?
I mean, in part
wow.
of that, you know,
yeah.
these people are old, they can't walk or whatever.
Yeah.
But, like, if you need a bus to get from the parking lot to the church, like, you've done a great job recruiting.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But so these kids are all there, and there was a break in the middle of the day. And the two teachers, who I think knew each other or something, and, you know, and that's how we got this specific connection, they like, walked off. And one of the girls was like, oh, your religion's so cute. It's too bad you guys are all going to hell.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
And that
was,
what?
But seriously, yeah. It's
but
really
seriously,
cool.
Well, that sucks for you, man. Because I'm gonna have a good old in my Christian heaven.
Me and Da Vinci are gonna party. Who? Off of that note, I want to know who you'd like to party with in heaven. If you could choose anyone to party with, you'd have to be dead, of course.
Okay.
Jesse.
Could you pick more than one person?
Just one for now. Wait. Just one for now.
Do you just wish Jesse McCartney dead, Lord?
Fucking, oh, God, I'll kill him for that.
I'd do Kurt Cobain.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah, I loved him in high school. I think it'd be awesome to hang out with him. I mean, although, I don't know if he's...
Fuck a party with Andrew Jackson.
Oh, that'd be sweet. Oh, I didn't even think about going that far back. Yeah.
Andrew Jackson.
Okay, this is of all time, man.
One of my favorite Andrew Jackson stories.
Don't even get me started, man. Don't
and there are and there are many, I guess. Like when he was dying, one of his maids was like, you know, like kind of tucking him in, and he was having some of his last words, and she was like, you know, Mr. Jackson, you know, it's been wonderful working from you, and I hope that we can meet again in heaven. And he passed away, like, you know, shortly thereafter. And the other maid was like, well, do you think Mr. Jackson's going to go to heaven? And the first maid looked at her and was like, if he wants to go to heaven, who's going to stop him?
that's my favorite president. He was in over 20 duels. I think like 70 duels.
Wow.
The man loved to duel.
Back when dueling meant something.
Yeah.
I'd do Ben Franklin, because that dude knew how to party.
Yeah. You're right, you're absolutely right.
I'd love to meet Ben Franklin.
Yeah. He was, see, all these people I don't think are getting into heaven. I guess, but I mean, let's do the hypotheticals just so you can talk to a dead person. But yeah, Ben Franklin... He'd be cool. You think he would look like how he looked like when he was a dude, like a kid, or you think he would look like Ben Franklin as he's immortalized as?
I don't know. He'd probably want to look as like as young as he could.
He was. Yeah, right? I don't know. Ben Franklin was quite the puss hound, so
he was a big old puss hound.
I think he might pick the time when he had the most pussy. Probably.
Or the least syphilis, probably.
Yeah, or that. Yeah. But in heaven, you don't have syphilis.
That's a fact.
Sure, but it, you know, it can take a toll on your body. You don't want to work all
so they say
ragged.
In Sunday school.
I think it'd be cool to party with Jimmy Stewart. I don't know why.
Jimmy Stewart.
Oh, yeah.
Lauren, come to
where
my house.
Am I? He would be the guy who wanted. He's like, I want to be old still. Fuck it. Fuck my young days.
Yeah.
I feel like Errol Flynn would be a good time. That guy hung out. Errol Flynn, the guy who's like in the original Robin Hood.
What?
He used to drink all the, they wouldn't let him drink on set because he was just a notorious alcoholic.
Yep.
So he'd inject oranges with vodka and then bring them with him and then just like eat oranges.
That's
nice.
Wow.
I mean, that's debilitating while you're alive, but when you're in heaven, it's party time.
It's heaven. It's party time.
Andre the Giant.
I was just about to say Andre the Giant.
After that
talk of alcoholic.
Yeah.
Oh my God. He'd have a lot of good wrestling stories too.
Oh, yeah.
I think it'd be too hard to understand, actually.
It'd be funny though. He's got a great
Anybody voice. Want a peanut?
It's like like a gibberish voice though. What where was he from? What country was he from?
Giant Land. I don't know.
Chi-land.
The same place the Big Show came from.
He's
Big
America.
Show, Shaq, and Andre the Giant.
He
Shaq's just the black guy from there.
Oh man. Some
Shaq
anyway.
Diesel, baby.
But yeah,
he doesn't have to miss.
It's such a monster voice. He's just a complete monster.
I don't even like this one.
I can't think of any Princess Bride quotes, unfortunately.
Oh, I love Princess Bride quotes.
Oh, yeah.
That's my
inconceivable? Come on.
No, that Andre the Giant says.
Oh, he's got the rhyming ones.
I am the Goon Squad.
Yeah. I'm on the Brute Squad.
Yeah. Oh, man. Gosh, I don't know who I would party with. I like Ben Franklin a lot. That's one that I would have thought about a lot. I also...
Brittany Murphy.
Yeah? Oh, boy. I don't know if that would be okay
Ooh,
for me.
I don't know about that one. I'd want to party with somebody...
I'd want to party with somebody with at least high self-esteem.
Oh, yeah.
That... Someone that was fun.
How about like Moses?
You know, the thing about Moses, though, I think he'd always be...
If Jesus is listening to this podcast...
I think Moses would be, like, weirded out by shit going on. He'd always be freaking out about something.
That's true.
Moses saw the burning bush. Moses saw so much shit.
But he's been in heaven for a while now.
The question is, if he's a mellow Moses, then yes. Then
he's probably the Moses
a thousand times, yeah.
Dude, I got this story, right? I was walking around, and this is back when I was young. I was like at least 3,000 years younger than I am now.
See, like, my image of Moses now, I don't know why, in heaven is like, dude, I don't know if I should... I can't have a beer. I can't. I don't want to do it.
He's Cameron?
Look, man. like his That's dad awesome. Will be pissed.
Yeah.
Always.
Moses is a little bitch.
I go.
And B was like, I can't have a beer.
Well, because he's like afraid God's going to show up and be like, Moses, do this. You know,
like, he doesn't.
Moses,
oh
man, in heaven, Moses is God's personal assistant.
Yeah.
Oh no, that would be.
Like he feels like so,
but on an epic proportion.
Like I just feel like he feels a responsibility that like whenever God needs some, he doesn't want to be drunk. You know, he wants to be ready.
He couldn't.
Like,
he
really didn't give
he
Moses
probably,
ample warning
in heaven. Yeah. Moses probably sleeps with his shoes on. Just in case he needs to get up and go.
I think Moses is high enough up there.
That bush, he's got to take him off.
I think he's high enough up there that he doesn't have to do anything.
Maybe.
Like, it's possible, but...
Like, I don't think Jesus is doing, like... He's like an assistant. I think he's just hanging out, you know. He wants to hang out and talk. It's me, Jesus. I came to the party.
he came to a lot of parties. Jesus hung out with some crazy people.
He did?
Like, if you read, like... Who he hung out with, it totally is not broadcast at all in modern Christianity at all, but he hung out with some crazy folks.
He probably hangs out with crazy folks now.
Yeah, I mean...
It'll be fun to see who Jesus would hang out with. WWJHO.
Yeah.
But, like, the thing is, like, there's so many... Like, I'm Lutheran. I love Jesus. I'm all about all that stuff. But, like... There's so many people that like Jesus that just annoy the piss out of me.
Yeah. I think most of them.
Like, if I do die and go to heaven, I would be afraid I would run into those people. And I would know how to...
Awkward.
Yeah, like, it would be uncomfortable. I mean, like,
heaven's great, but you meet so many people you don't want to talk to.
How did they let you in?
See,
and I might
that.
Be spending eternity
that's,
there.
That's my hell.
But
actually.
I don't really want to give
what
them.
Like.
I don't really want to give them the time of my afterlife.
you can't talk to. It's like, hey, man,
it is nice here, isn't it?
God,
it
we're
is
now.
Always perfect. Yeah. If I had to pick,
so
I think,
how are you?
I think if I had to pick a biblical figure to hang out with, I don't know. Like, there's a couple. I'd say like maybe Job, because that guy's seen some shit. Like, he's got to have a really informed perspective on everything. Like, if you know, he's had everything in his life ruined. So if you, like, you're like, hey, man, let me buy you a drink, he will be so grateful.
Really?
I assume so. I mean,
what
maybe,
about
well, I don't know, maybe he's a dick about it.
I'm just thinking now, Jesus' personal, his entourage would consist of, like, Matthew, Paul, Mr. Rogers, and George Washington.
Oh man, I would.
It would be such a surprise. It was like, really, Mr. Rogers?
I think it would be funny to punt. I think it would be really fun to party with Jim Henson.
That
would
be awesome.
Yeah.
He'd probably have some cool stories.
Yeah,
Walt
I
Disney.
Would.
But he's in heaven
love...
now, so he can tell the truth.
No, you know, to be honest, I don't want anything to do with Disney.
Why?
Because he's fucking weird. He's weird. He is fucking
so
weird.
How do you
Nazi.
Know he's weird?
Because I read things. He makes me uncomfortable with...
his head's frozen somewhere.
Yeah,
oh,
I just...
Yeah.
That
I just
really, that's not true. It's a rumor.
I don't think that's true.
Oh, I
think
isn't
that's
he a whole... Like,
although
whole body
if it was true, that is, that's exactly what they would want us to
think. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I just... I'd want to meet Jim Henson, and Fred Rogers would be pretty cool, but... I think Jim Henson... Because Fred Rogers would, like, make me feel bad for not being a good enough heavenly spirit.
Who's Fred Rogers?
Mr. Rogers.
Oh, is that his name is Fred?
You didn't know his name
I just
Fred?
Want to hang out with him and like hear shit about when he wasn't he in Vietnam?
Yeah, but I but we're talking about who we'd want to party with.
Oh, that, I know who I'd want to party like, with.
I'd want to party
Donald
with
Donald O'Connor, whatever it's called. The guy from Singing in the Rain, the really crazy.
Why?
Because
he
because he's
all the
so
time?
Fun. And he's so funny. He could just jump on walls and do flips and just make
so
me laugh.
So you want him as your monkey.
I'd want him to hang out
with a guy who would just dance all the time.
Yeah.
I'd want to be like, hey, you want to sit down and have a beer?
No, he doesn't.
I'd like to dance.
Ladies like guys that dance, I guess.
But he can entertain, too.
Forever? For the rest, that's hell for him.
That would just be, I feel like that'd be an awkward situation if I was hanging out with someone and then they did a very, very well choreographed dance. That well, I just blew me away. But I was like, you can sit down, man. Like, well, how am I supposed to feel after that? What do you want me to think?
You're making
like,
me. Yeah,
you're good,
you're making
dude.
Me uncomfortable.
You're good. Okay, man. Just fucking sit down, man.
Oh, goodness.
Wow.
Well, that,
that's so much like dreams.
Yeah.
I hope that answered your question, Robert.
Yeah.
We, you know, we a lot of weird dreams happen, and Moses might be like Cameron.
Beware of Ben Affleck, guys.
Sorry.
Beware.
I'll go.
All right. Well, yeah. Again, I hope that answered your question, and I hope it was enjoyable. Have 8 days and a wicked week. Say bye, everyone.
Bye.
Diverse.com.